The views, opinions and content shared on this podcast are those of the host and guests, drawn from their professional and personal experiences. Please note that there is no single right way to work with or care for curly hair. What works for one person may not work for another, and more than one approach can be valid depending on the experience.
We're here to encourage new ideas, fresh approaches and ways of thinking. Terminology and practices around hair can vary, and we support and encourage the expression and authenticity. When we refer to curls in this podcast, we are speaking inclusively of all textures across the curl and coily spectrum.
Welcome back to the Detangled podcast by Avalon, where we explore all things textured, curly, coily and beyond. I'm Lewis Driver, and as always, I'm joined by the delightful Jackie McIntosh.
Ah, thank you, Lewis. Today is an extra special episode because we are joined by none other than Dr. Ali Saeed, the visionary, the founder and CEO of Avalon Industries. If you know anything about hair care, you know Dr. Saeed. He's one of industry's most respected figureheads. Dr. Saeed has over 45 patents and has been at the forefront of the product revolution. He's the mastermind behind the iconic brands like KeriCare and Affirm, which have shaped how textured hair is cared for across the world. He's also the author of the recently released book, Curly Hair, which dives deep into the science of curly and coily hair types.
Dr. Saeed, we're so excited to have you here today. Thanks for making the time. You've made such an impact on the industry and we can't wait to hear from you. Welcome to the Detangled podcast.
Right, Dr. Saeed, just to kick off, we've got five questions to ask you, and these questions will be between myself and Lewis, and they're impacted questions because you know how hard it's been to hold you down, so bear with us. So my first question is, what drives your passion and keeps you dedicated to the field of textured hair, especially after all these years? And the second side of that is, what fuels your continued innovation in this space?
So what drives my work in the industry, in the hair care, and especially in the space of textured hair? Of course, first thing always is the passion. I have a passion for hair itself, all textures of hair. That's what I've done all my life, especially in my professional life. When I came to US, I got involved in hair care industry, or I should say personal care industry. And then I chose to specialize in hair care. And then actually I chose to specialize in curly hair care from the very beginning. And that goes way back to 1974. So I'm kind of, you can see I'm dated before you guys were born probably. So that's so this is also personality trait. The passion comes and then when it joins, when you combine it with what you love, so the passion actually doubles in a way. So what I do, I love that, and I have, so therefore, passion for curly hair. So curly hair is a huge segment. I'm sure probably we could, there will be a question on that. We could talk about that as well, but which has been hidden for decades, and now it's coming to the surface. So it's a passion which I have, and I hope, you know, I not only hope, but I'm still very passionate. And I am very much involved in the research of curly hair and the products which I develop for curly hair. Yeah.
Okay. And so you've patented many of your formulas over the years. Why was it so important for you to protect these innovations, and how does it impact the future of textured hair care?
Yeah, the patent is actually the when something is unique, that's the only time you could patent it. You cannot just patent any product you develop. So it is an opportunity sometime. There are always gaps in the scientific field, or you know, in the needs of the consumers. And if you find something unique, which someone else has not done that already, so in that case, you are able to apply for a patent. And then it's a very rigorous process. Nowadays, it takes 4 to 5 years and thousands of dollars to patent a unique idea. So I've been fortunate to have all these ideas get patented, but then not every formula is patented. So it all depends. It's uniqueness, and then that's where you go. I mean, I have over 45 patents. Some are more are coming. We have applied actually just yesterday another patent, a new idea, will be, of course, it will take a while to come through. So that's the story of patents.
Are they a personality trait as well?
Yeah.
I think that leads me into my next question in terms of looking ahead. How do you see the future of Curly and Coily Hair? I mean, now that you've said that you've just applied for a new pattern, I'm assuming that that is that future that we're talking about.
Yeah, the future of Curly Hair, and actually, before I talk about that, the Curly Hair has been around throughout the world, but unfortunately, it was always they not really talked about, and so just got associated only with one group of people and said, this is it. African descent people have curly hair, and that's the end of it. Whereas actually the reality is very different than that. Probably 60-70% of the world people, folks have curly, wavy hair. If you look at the history, and also actually you could look at the history from many, many centuries, folks have migrated from place to place, or country to country, or continent to continent, and the intermarriages, other things, there has been, there is a tremendous variety of the hair, and there you find folks with slightly wavy hair, and wavy hair, and then curly hair, and coily hair throughout the world. If you look at USA, and then actually I should say Central North America, South America, then you go into Europe, especially Southern Europe, then you have whole continent of Africa. Then you go into Middle East to into Southeast Asia, and then you keep going on to East Asia, even countries like Malaysia, Indonesia. And then the myth is that Japanese have straight hair, but not quite. Okay, so even there you have some wavy to somewhat wavy to wavy hair. So the curly wavy hair is there throughout the world. And now, even if you go to New Zealand, Australia, and the original indigenous populations have wavy curly hair. So curly hair is here. This is part of our DNA, genetics, and it's not going to just disappear. So it's a huge segment, but it was made to believe as if it is not. But that's not the reality. Now the reality has come out.
Amazing.
So within that, like, what do you see are the advancements of the future for curly hair? Like, how will, you know, we were talking about sort of you mentioned new patents. How do you think that's going to sort of like advance curly hair and coily hair in the future?
There's tremendous potential actually in the field of curly hair. One reason is that many people or the mega corporations didn't really spend that much time on curly hair. They were more involved in the type one, we call it straight hair. And now with the advancement of science and the new methodologies and new techniques, there has been a lot more research on curly hair. Of course, the first thing in curly hair is to understand why hair is curly. And that there's a lot of new research which has taken place and or is taking place. So that's a step one, because you have to understand the chemistry of curly hair, its physical structure inside the cortex, what kind of proteins are there. And there are certain proteins, they are called keratin-associated proteins. And there are about, I don't have the exact number, there may be 89 different types of caps, we call them, KAPSs. We are doing that research with the scientists who are involved in protein chemistry. And that's opening up new avenues, looking at hair from that angle. And then as we wear our hair, every day, even if we don't use chemicals, we are, of course, doing certain amount of damages. So to mitigate that damage or to protect the hair, actually, that is step one. How do you protect the hair from the damage? But then, of course, there's going to be some damage which is going to take place. How do you repair that damage? So those two aspects are very crucial. We have always looked at, a lot of folks have looked at, how do you repair the damage? But to me, the ground zero is, how do we protect the hair from getting damaged? And then if it is somehow, it's going to be still get damaged to some degree. And how do you repair that? So, and then of course, with time, folks, we all as humans, we have our, we make different choices regarding hair styling. Sometimes we want to wear our hair straight if it is curly, or sometimes if our hair is straight, we want to make it curly. So that's human nature. So in those aspects, we are doing possibly some damages during those processes. And how do you repair those damages, or how do we protect the or minimize the damage to take place? So there's a huge, tremendous opportunity when it comes to the curing of curly hair. To me, it's a specialty, which, and we are fortunate, I'm fortunate that I chose to specialize in curly hair in 1974 when it was out of fashion, you know. So I guess that's the way I see the future of curly hair is very bright. And it's hair. It's at least half of the world population have textured hair. So you could see the potential for it.
Okay, and with potential in mind, are there any products that you can speak about that you're excited about that are coming out? I know you mentioned you've got some things in the pipeline, but is there anything that you can talk about?
Well, I can speak about in general terms, because that's more appropriate than be specific at this moment, because that is the nature of the business. I don't think
secrets.
Marketing team will be happy if I start to say this is what we're going to do in next few months or in a year's time. But at the same, and then sometime it is also patent issues, where before you apply a patent and you are working on something special, you are not supposed to talk about it, because otherwise it will not be patentable. So given that, in general terms, there are lots of opportunities. Of course, we talked about protecting hair from damages, and there are so many kinds of damages. You have environmental damage, you have chemical damage, you have heat damage, you have even some shampoos, shampooing damage. Combing and brushing is a huge damage-wise, especially curlier the hair, more combing damage is going to take place. So to protecting the hair from getting damaged, and or if it's damaged, how do you then eliminate or reduce the damage or minimize the damage? Then there are other things which are of opportunity. And actually, I talked that in my book, probably it's chapter 3, where I talk about the properties of the curly hair. There, it's a comparative study. That's in this whole book I wrote last year. So that it is a comparative study between hair types, whether you have straight hair or wavy hair or curly hair or coily hair. What are the differences? And those differences are lots of time are opportunities as well. For example, the curlier the hair, less tensile strength it has or less elasticity it has. So how do we increase that elasticity of the hair fiber or make it stronger? Combing damage increases as we go from straight hair to wavy to curly hair. How do we reduce the combing damage? Similarly, chemical damages. Then another area, frontier is the hair grows slower in case of curly hair versus the straight hair. The scientific literature points to that. The studies have been done. There are a couple of studies have been done in that realm. So how do we then grow hair, and sometime how do we grow hair faster, and how do we increase the density of the hair on the scalp? Now, how do we take care of the scalp? That's another frontier. Scalp itself, as I always say, is mother of all hair. So the scalp health, you know, which we've been involved since 1992, 1993, 1994, somewhere around that, we devised products for the scalp itself, which were for dry and itchy scalp. The collection was hugely successful. Prior to that, the way things were done, and I used to, of course, I still go to salons, but then at that time, I was really in the salons testing my products. And folks will just scrape the scalp for 45 minutes, and then they will pour in some alcohol solution, and then probably after that they will shampoo. And it was a grueling process and very uncomfortable for the consumer. We devised the methodologies where it was just simply you just shampoo the hair as usual condition, and the scalp will be healthy. So now the new frontier is that we are making sure the environment of the scalp is healthier, which is called microbiome, because we on our skin or scalp we have different kind of bacteria. Some of them are good, or some of them are bad. So how do we get rid of bad ones? Then how do we keep the good bacteria on the scalp? So the scalp health we've been involved. And we continually are making sure that our products are very scalp friendly. And again, I'm deeply involved in the growing hair, actually, or sometimes if it is not growing fast enough, or then how do we speed up? So, and especially with the help of natural ingredients, not the drugs. That's another frontier, the natural ingredients themselves. Natural ingredients in the past, they were not there. They were not there most of the time. Now, many the companies who supply ingredients are also doing tremendous work to deliver natural ingredients. And then what are the actives in those natural ingredients? What would they do for the scalp and the hair? All of these, it's a very interesting time, and it's going to continue. I'm involved in on the world scale communication with other scientists or other manufacturers of ingredients all over the world. I go to different conferences, I go to different exhibitions, and we are always searching for our special ingredients, which you know, sometimes I have in on my mind. And I've done that for many, many years, because you have to be ahead of your competition. So this is what we are involved in.
That's amazing, Dr. Saeed. And, you know, thank you so much for sharing that. And you've kind of led me into the next question, the book, Curly Hair. You said that you released your book last year. Can you just give us an insight into, well, I think you have done, but just to clarify, what inspired you to write the book, and what do you hope readers take away from it?
Yeah, as you know, or I have always worked with the hairstylists since 1974. My inspiration always have been the hairstylists. I have a lot of respect for hairstylists. And then when I started Avalon in 1984 and 1985, I directly went to the hairstylists and communicated and explained my products. And in those exchanges, always there were questions asked, and then then I had answers to many of those questions, and sometimes I didn't. So when I didn't, I went in and then researched the answers to those questions. And then knowledge base started to increase by these exchanges. I accumulated all that knowledge. And then every time I was there, many times folks asked, have you written a book? Have you written this anywhere? So eventually I did that, and it took a while because it's very hard, difficult to just go away from your business activities, daily business activities, and then write a book. But I had to do that. And especially COVID times, I was able to then in 2020, then I really sat down and started to seriously finish it up. The book itself, of course, looks at curly hair, its structure, its comparative structure. And then it starts to look at the properties of the curly hair. Once you have that, then you know where you're heading. The next phase is what is the biological difference between curly hair and straight hair. And after looking at that, then now you come into the care. How do you care for the scalp? How do you care for the hair? And then there you do the shampooing process, a cleansing of the hair and scalp. Then from there, after that, you are involved in the conditioning of the hair. How do you condition the hair? How do you mitigate? How do you reduce or eliminate different kind of damages? Once you've done that, then you also are looking at chemical treatments or other treatments. Consumers always get involved, whether it be hair straightening, whether it be hair coloring, hair the lightening, the thermal styling. All of those things are looked at. And then, of course, at the end, we say, okay, what are the kind of products you should be using for curly hair? Those are explained. So it's a holistic approach, and also it's in a way comparative study of different textures of hair.
Oh, that's brilliant, Dr. Saeed. So we're coming to the end now, and one of the questions that I've been tasked in asking you is, what has been your biggest breakthrough or your favorite product that you have formulated? Can you name it? I'm going to challenge you.
Yeah, it's you know, of course, I always say the products, the new products or formulations that develop when we develop, they are to me your children, your babies. So you continue to look at it. I even before I got into my own business, There are times I'm in a store and I see certain products and I say, oh, I did that in such and such year. So it's still on the shelf. So, and then of course, my biggest first big breakthrough was relaxing or straightening hair and conditioning the hair at the same time. And that came into the late 1970s and early 1980s. And then, of course, when I first started the Avalon company itself, it was the, again, the hair straightening, where I had to actually go back and compete with my previous work, because those were my patents for other companies. I couldn't utilize that information, because that would be not only unethical, but also illegal. So I had to fight or compete with my previous work. So then there again, we came up with the conditioning of the hair before, during, and after relaxing systems. And then as I mentioned earlier, the scalp health came in early 1990s. That still to date is very successful. And then we went on to get involved in many other things, and particularly the curly hair care without chemical treatments. And that came in the form of another our sister company in a brand called As I Am, which is extremely successful at this point in time. And here, of course, that's a new venue altogether when you are developing products for consumers as well. And of course, if we look at it now, we are doing, you know, other new things, which you will see. Then finally, in the mid 20, maybe 15, 20, 16, 2017, we developed the cross linking of hair. During chemical processes, whether it's coloring or hair lightening, and that came in the form of Uberlitz. That has been a successful technology. And now that is a frontier science that had not happened in the past. We are, of course, we are not the only company. There is one or two other companies who have done similar work. So we are continuing our work in that field. That's in itself is a great one. Then we talked about hair growth, and that's a frontier. And I'm sure we are having success in that, and especially in As I Am, we are the ones we devised the waters. As we know, we use water all the time on the hair. While we are shampooing and conditioning. So I said, why ordinary water? Why not special water? So that was an idea which we started, you know. So I don't like to say I, and that's why I'm using we. So that has taken, and the consumers have really loved it. It's a very successful idea. We have now water for moisturizing the hair. We have water for strengthening the hair. We have water for the scalp health. We have water for all different types of needs of the hair and scalp. So this is ongoing. This is where I think I'm happy, but I'm never satisfied. That's part a trait of my personality. Once I finish doing something, one, I look at it critically. Is there still room for improvement? And I never say no. I always say yes. Okay, if there's a room, let's do it. And then I continue to look for more opportunities. So that is how you succeed. Otherwise, you just start to fade away.
Okay, Dr. Said, look, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. I know time is very precious to you. I'd just like to thank you for sharing the information that you've shared with our audience today. I'm going to hand over to Lewis to him to give you his final thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I've never met you, but thank you for sharing your incredible insights with us today. It's been a real honour to have you on the podcast. And so for the listeners, don't forget to follow the podcast and engage with us on socials. And if you have any questions for Dr. Said, I'm sure they can get to him via the socials.
Via the social medias, or you can email directly to ablon.com.uk and that message will get directly to Dr. Said. And also, Dr. Said will be joining us this year at Salon International. So that's going to be amazing as well. You can come along and meet him. So Dr. Said, once again, thank you so much. And we'll speak to you in season two, I believe.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
And don't forget to share this episode with your colleagues, your clients, your stylist, or anybody else interested in all things textured.